pasuk said, this goes back, way back towards the beginning of the daf. The kasha ya'anu oisoi kein yirba v'chein yifroitz. Says the Gemara, grammatically it would seem to be incorrect. What it should have said was, v'kasha ya'anu oisoi kein rabu v'chein partzu. What's kein yirba v'chein yifroitz? Amar Reish Lakish said, Ruach HaKodesh mivasrasan. Ruach HaKodesh was talking and said, kein yirba v'chein yifroitz. We mentioned Rashi's Lashon HaChumash, where Rashi says, u'medrashoi, Ruach HaKodesh oimeres kein, atem oimrim pen yirba. You worry pen yirba, v'ani oimer ichzo kein yirba. Not pen yirba, but I say that really it's going to be kein yirba. But the point is that there was an element here of kasha ya'anu oisoi. As the shibud started progressing, kein yirba v'chein yifroitz. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, in Parashas Bamidbar, so the psukim there are counting the shvatim of Klal Yisrael, and each shevet has its cheshbon. Says the Ramban, that if you go through the psukim and you look at these numbers a little bit carefully, there's an incredible observation. The pasuk says, "Vehine lo hayu shevet halevim kashar hashvatim." Shevet Levi was different than all the other shvatim. Why? Kimi ben chodesh v'mayla, because the Levim, who were counted not from when they turned 20, but from when they were 30 days old, lo hayu rak esu mishnayim elef. There were only 22,000 Levim. Umi ben shloishim shana, and from 30 and on, the ganze number is minus 11,000. Vehine, and if that's the case, lo yagiyu mi ben esrim shana v'maylo lechatzi shevet mi Yisrael apachas shabekula. That means if you would adjust the numbers from 20 to 60, the way all the other shvatim were counted, shevet Levi would be so much less than any other shevet, less than half of the apachas shabekula. Says the Ramban that them is like this. That Bishloima, if they were already at the point where they were carrying the Aron, so then I could hear. We know that was a dangerous geschäft. Oh, but the Ramban's Moisev Adayloi Nasu Aron Shetiyah Kedusha Mechala Oysam. So if that's the case, V'zetema Eich Lo Yiyu Chasidov V'oivdov Kishar Kol Ha'am Bruchei Hashem. Says Ramban, V'ani Choshev Chalt Shezeh Chizuk L'masha Amru Chazal that they weren't involved in the Shibud Mitzrayim and Avodas Parach. If that's the case, v'hine Yisrael Asher Meiru Hamitzrayim Eschayim Avodas Kasher Gedei Lamatom Hoyer Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mar Ba'Oisam Kenegi Gzeres Mitzrayim K'moy Shenemer V'Kasher Yanu Oisai Kein Yir Be'V'Chein Yifrit V'Kasher Nemar Oid Be'Gzera Benu V'Amiten Oisai V'Yir Va'Am V'Yatzmu Ma'Oy Ki Hakadosh Baruch Hu Imahem, because the Eibishter was with them V'Omer, and he said Nirid Var Miyakum. Mi many or mi hen? Avo shiftei shalevi, but shiftei shalevi paru veravu kiderech kol haaretz. Avo loy alu lemaila kishar hashvatim. But they did not go lemaila kishar hashvatim. So says the Ramban that if you do the math, you do the census of shevet Levi relative to all the other shvatim, and ichoshev she's a chizuk. It's a tremendous chizuk to this chazal because you see the special. Poru vayishvetu bayarbu vayatzmu b'moid moid that the Yidden had that came all a dank. It came as a result of the fact that there was a Shiva Mitzrayim. But being that Shevet Levi wasn't a Shiva Mitzrayim, so it's for that reason that they weren't zoicha to have this special bracha when it came to their puravu. Avol shivtoi shalevi paru v'ravu kiderach kol haaretz. Avol olu lemaila kishar hashvatim. And that's why if you go through the math, you do the numbers, that's why the cheshbon comes out the way it comes out. I was just thinking, maybe to be moisef, one knitch. And that is, we know that the Yidden were Mitzrayim for 210 years. But really, the Shibud Mitzrayim wasn't 210 years, but rather the Shibud Mitzrayim was 86 years. In fact, we know that Miriam was called Miriam, Al Shem Vayimaru Eschayim. So really, these psukim that we talked about in today's daft, Avodas Parech, Markedisle, this whole geschäft all went on for a period of 86 years. Miriam was 86 years old, B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. She was called Miriam, Al Shem Vayimaru Eschayim, even though in today's daft we saw Miriam had a lot of names, but she's called Miriam, Al Shem Vayimaru Eschayim. That means the Shibud of Mitzrayim, the Vayimaru Eschayim, that took place for a period of 86 years. There's another pasuk that says, U'moisha b'nei Yisrael, Asher Yashvu b'Mitzrayim, Shloishim Shana v'Arba Me'ah Shana. That the Yidden were Mitzrayim for 430 years. And this is a very, very hard pasuk to understand. It's a pasuk in Parashas Bo. It sounds like the Yidden were Mitzrayim for 430 years, 210, the Shibud was 86. By the Brisbane Absarim, So we have a read by it, trying to reconcile all these different numbers. But the bottom line is that the Pasuk seems to say, so how do you reconcile 430 years specifically with the idea that the Yidden had Shibud Mitzrayim for only 86 years? So it says the Chasam Sofer, Adav Nifla. He says that really, the Yidden was supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 430 years. And that's how long the Shibud was supposed to be. Based on the Gzeira, they should have been in Mitzrayim for 430 years, and that would have been the Gzeira. Narvas. Klal Yisrael is made up of how many people? 600,000 people. So they were shuldig 600,000 people times 430 years. That's the Shibud that Klal Yisrael was achray for. But what happened? What happened was is that when the Yidden had babies, it was Shisha Bekeres Echad. And because it was Shisha Bekeres Echad, they multiplied. So much so the Chazal say, V'chamushim ol b'nei Yisrael me'aretz Mitzrayim. That when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, how many Yidden left Mitzrayim? It was V'chamushim. It was only one-fifth that really left. Meaning, how many Yidden were in Mitzrayim during the Zman of the Shibud? It's 600,000 times 5. 600,000 times 5 is 3 million. Meaning, instead of it being 600,000 Yidden in the Shibud Mitzrayim, the real number ended up being 3 million. So, if you do 3 million and you multiply it by 86, it's the exact same number as 600,000 multiplied by 430. And the Chasam Sofer says, that's the oimik, that's why you B'nai Yisrael paru. The reason that the Yidden was zoicha to this inyan is because this Shibud Mitzrayim was supposed to be very, very long. They were supposed to have a Shibud Mitzrayim of 430 years, Kemirumas and the Pasuk, Moshe B'nai Yisrael, Asher Yashuv Mitzrayim, Shloshim Shana, V'arba Mei Shana. But what's going to be if there's going to be 430 years of Galus? So what happened was, Davish came, and he made this miracle. The miracle was, and these neshamas that came, they only came l'sha, and that's why we didn't hear from these neshamas again. Because the whole tachlis of these neshamas were come with to be in this world, to be mashlim the galus like this. They shouldn't have to be Mitzrayim for 430 years. They should only have to be Mitzrayim 86 years. And he says, that's why if you do the math, 86 times 3 million is the exact same number. It's literally to the penny. It's the exact same number as the cheshbin of 600,000 times 430. But al-kaponim, the Chasam Sofer doesn't fear us, but it's pashit. That's the oimik in kashi ya'anu oisik kein yirbe v'chein yifroitz. Because the two are correlated to each other. Not the knage of ani amarti pen yirbe. You said pen yirbe and I'm saying kein yirbe. But al-kaponim, there's a shaychus between the kashi ya'anu oisik and the kein yirbe v'chein yifroitz. Because the kein yirbe v'chein yifroitz is a result of the kashi ya'anu oisik. It's related to the kashi ya'anu oisik. If there was no kashi ya'anu oisik, they wouldn't have had the shisha b'keres echad zok Chasam Sofer. The whole Shisha Bekeres Echad is all because of the Inuy. It's because of the Shibud. And we can't be in Galus for 400. Because who's going to survive Galus for 430 years? They were in the Sharm Memtes after 86 years. How are they going to survive another all these years? And it's for that reason you have this connection, this correlation between Kashi Anu Oysa, Ken Yirbe, Ken Yifre.